Welcome to the Midlife Fulfilled podcast. Are you over 40 and ready to truly thrive? Well, on this podcast, we go deep on ways to thrive across the five pillars of midlife: health, fitness, career, relationships, and legacy. I'm Bernie Borges, midlife advocate, life coach, and your host. Subscribe now and get ready to thrive. Hello, my midlife friend. This is Bernie Borges, your host of the Midlife Fulfilled podcast, and this is episode 171, a takeaway episode from 170, my conversation with Danielle Devening-Lamone. On takeaway episodes, you know the drill. I summarize the previous episode, and then I hone in on one key takeaway that I want to emphasize to you. And then I issue you a challenge to consider on the topic. So let me begin by reintroducing you to Danielle Devening-Lamone and summarize our conversation. Danielle is a friend and colleague. She is a wicked talented designer. She's a brand strategist. She's a UX designer. I've worked with Danielle for about a dozen years now on many digital marketing projects, including websites, including the MidlifeFulfill.com website. Now, I started coaching Danielle several months ago, focused on her career. She has been an independent freelancer for as long as I've known her, but she's never been comfortable at networking. She viewed networking and engaging on social media in general as self-promotional. So we embarked on this journey, starting with the principles in my Midlife Career Reboot workbook, which she helped design. Now, we rewrote her LinkedIn profile, which we collaborated on, and it gave her a better representation of her, both in terms of her experience and her expertise, as well as who she is holistically. Now, this exercise gave her a confidence boost, a big confidence boost. Then at some point in our conversation, she was dealing with a health issue. It wasn't serious, but it was nonetheless a health issue, and we expanded our conversation to health and fitness. And if you know me, you know that I'm big on fitness, especially for those of us over 40 and beyond. Now, it turns out that Danielle had not been routinely exercising recently, although she used to go to the gym, but she hadn't been going to the gym regularly for quite a while. So this led us to a conversation about making a fitness routine a priority. Now, Danielle initially said that she hadn't been exercising routinely because she didn't have time. Imagine that. You know, when someone says that they don't have time for exercise, I attempt to unpack that because I recognize that some people's lives may be so demanding that making time for exercise could seem impossible. And look, everyone's circumstances are unique, no question about it. And I don't suggest that there's any one-size-fits-all way to make time for exercise. Now, in Danielle's case, I made two simple suggestions that she was willing to try. One was to get up a little bit earlier in the morning to exercise. And the other, this may sound simple, but it's huge. The other was committing to making exercise the priority in that early part of her day. In other words, I challenged Danielle to not allow herself to get sucked into her workday by checking email or doing anything work-related, because once that happens, it's game over. So I challenged her to begin her day with exercise. Danielle embraced this challenge, and what she discovered is that she looks forward to getting the exercise, quote unquote, out of the way first thing in the morning because she likes how she feels afterwards. Hey, I can relate. She likes that she has better focus, more energy, more creativity by starting her day with exercise. Again, I can relate. Danielle also moved her weights into her office so that during her workday, she could see them. And when she finds a minute here and there, she could do a little bit of weightlifting exercising. She says she likes the way her body feels, as well as just her overall mind, her mental state when she's exercising regularly. She says that she feels the difference, especially on a day when she doesn't work out at all. That's when she really feels the difference. She doesn't like that feeling when she doesn't work out. So the takeaway that I want to share with you is not about the importance of a fitness routine. Maybe that surprises you. And yes, a fitness routine is very important. The takeaway that I want you to consider is the impact of an accountability partner. Hey, Brona here with a quick update. My 2024 Midlife Fulfilled Survey is now available. I've partnered with Udemy, a leader in online education, on a survey that's going to inform a forthcoming research report on fulfillment in midlife. And I want you to take this survey. Now, you will not be asked to identify yourself. That means no name or email is requested on this survey. The link for this survey is in the show notes for this episode, as well as on the homepage at midlifefulfilled.com. Hey, while you're on the show notes page, get my new Midlife Fulfilled scorecard, where you can score yourself in each of the five pillars and then easily calculate a total fulfillment score. Hey, that's all for now. Let's get back to the episode. In Danielle's case, my role became one of a life coach. And along with that came the accountability aspect. You see, we began the coaching program focused on her career, and then we made measurable progress on that within just a couple of months. Then the coaching relationship evolved into a life coach relationship. Danielle shared something very meaningful in episode 170. She said that she didn't know that she needed a life coach. It's not what she would have considered a priority prior to this experience. After working with my guidance, first by helping her understand that she would be depriving people if she didn't make herself available through networking, and this benefits her business as well as the people that she serves through her business. But even bigger than this is the physical and mental health that Danielle is experiencing now by having a committed fitness routine. Again, she feels much better about herself in so many ways. She now realizes how important her fitness routine is for how she just shows up in work and in life. During our podcast recording, I mentioned that I've noticed a giant boost in her confidence, and it's just so heartwarming to see that. I told her that it was visible to me. I could literally see it in her face, and she can feel it. Danielle says that she now realizes that most hurdles or challenges that she faces are surmountable. She actually embraces them now with excitement to deal with them. In other words, Danielle is now comfortable with being uncomfortable, and she had never experienced that before. So this is my challenge to you, my friend. Where in your life do you stay in your comfort zone? You know, Danielle authentically acknowledged that if she had not experienced this life coaching experience, she would have stayed in the same comfort zone that she had been in for the past 20 years. She said that she would have sought to stay in this comfort zone probably for the next 20 years. But now she's excited about the possibilities of the future. She has renewed energy and a mindset and a confidence about these possibilities. So I'll wrap up on this point, my friend. If you're in a comfort zone, consider that you're holding yourself back. This is like putting yourself in a box and staying there because you think it's safe there. Getting outside your comfort zone incrementally, not in an unreasonable or crazy way, but getting outside your comfort zone can be one of the greatest gifts that you give to yourself. Take an action step to get outside your comfort zone. Your future self will thank you for it. Hey, I want to thank Danielle Devening-Lamont for joining me on episode 170. And I want to remind you that you can watch my video recording with Danielle on episode 170 on the Midlife Fulfilled YouTube channel. It's linked up in the show notes page, of course. Hey, my next guest episode features Alan Meisner. Coincidentally, Alan is a fitness coach for people over 40. Now, he wasn't always fit, so you're going to hear his perspective as a fitness coach and his commitment to fitness and why it matters so much. Hey, don't miss this episode. And hey, if you're a new listener, welcome. And I invite you to hit the subscribe button on your podcast player so that you don't miss this next episode as well as future episodes. You know what time it is, my midlife friend. It's that time when I remind you that if you're 80% fulfilled, you're doing great. And if you want to know how I know this, you guessed it, download my scorecard. I'll see you on episode 172. I'll see you then. Before I remind you that if you're 80% fulfilled, you're doing great, I want to give you the opportunity to score yourself. That's right, to score your fulfillment. Just grab your free copy of my 5 Pillars of Fulfillment scorecard. This 2-page resource makes it easy for you to score your current fulfillment in each pillar. And then using simple math, you can calculate your overall fulfillment score. You can grab this scorecard on the show notes page for this episode, as well as on my website at midlifefulfilled.com. And remember, friend, if you're 80% fulfilled, you're doing great. And if you want me to prove it to you, you guessed it, just grab the 5 Pillars of Fulfillment scorecard. Hey, I'm your host, Bernie Borges, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Midlife Fulfilled podcast.